This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Five-party ruling alliance meeting today as well to finalise seat allocation for the upcoming elections. Election Commission directs the election officers not to leave the assigned places without prior notice. Government forms committee for smooth management of transport and prevention of road accidents during the festive season. And more than 70 people die after boat carrying migrants sinks off the Syrian coast. Now the news in detail. The government has formed a six-member committee to issue direction for smooth management of transport and prevention of road accidents in the wake of the approaching festivals. The committee, led by the spokesperson at the Home Ministry, Parindramani Pokhrel, was formed following the direction of the Prime Minister, Shahbad Dewa, during a meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday. Prime Minister Dewa directed the subordinates to arrange safe travel to passengers and minimise road accidents in the view of the coming festivals. Top leaders of the ruling coalition continued their meeting at Balwatar yesterday as well, seeking modality for seat sharing for the upcoming elections. Prime Minister's press coordinator Gobinda Pariyar said yesterday's meeting ended and the leaders would meet today as well. The Election Commission has directed the election officers not to leave the assigned places without prior agreement or notice. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma informed the election officers about the decision by issuing a notice yesterday. The election officers have been made aware that they could not leave the assigned constituencies after the establishment of their offices. The Election Commission has decided to set up the Office of the Election Officers from October 1st to 5th for the coming election to the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly. The Chief Returning Officers and Election Officers have already been appointed by the Election Commission. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has asked the Ministry of Finance to furnish the details of the transfer of funds outside the approved annual budget for the current fiscal year following the declaration of the date for elections. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudal said that the Commission yesterday directed the Ministry to furnish the details on the transfer of fund released for the plans and programs of various ministries and bodies within the next 24 hours. Hearing on the writ petition related to the authentication of the bill designed to amend the Nepal Citizenship Act 2063 Bikram Samvat has been deferred until tomorrow. The Apex Court spokesperson Bimal Paudal said that the hearing has been postponed until Sunday for lack of time to hear the case yesterday. A total of 5 writ petitions have been filed in the Apex Court after President Bidyadevi Bhandari denied to authenticate the citizenship bill that both chambers of the Federal Parliament endorsed twice. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Centre, Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, has accused President Bidyadevi Bhandari of not abiding by the constitution as she did not authenticate the citizenship bill. He said the president's move could not be regarded normal. Speaking at the third national gathering of the All Nepal Peasants Federation Revolutionary Centre yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said the forces against achievements that were gained from the historic people's movements were still active. Chairman Dahal said that regression that began from the dissolution of the parliament last year still continued. He urged peasants to be prepared for a movement against it. Industry, Commerce and Supply Minister Dilendra Prasad Paru met the member of the European Parliament, Maximilian Krauf, at the ministry yesterday. During the meeting, the matters of mutual relations between Nepal and the European Union, the political scenario of Nepal and upcoming elections in Nepal were discussed. Minister Baru's press coordinator issued a press note stating that on the occasion, Minister Baru expressed Nepal's hope of European Union support to bring in investment in Nepal's priority sectors. The Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jeevan Ram Shrestha, has said government would manage medical and health workers to attend the noted culture expert Satyamohan Joshi. Minister Shrestha yesterday reached Joshi's residence at Lalitpur and met him. He vowed that government would manage necessary health workers to Joshi. He also wished good health to the centenary figure. The tourism minister also visited the building of the Folk Culture Council near Joshi's residence. The building has the currencies, postal stamps, books and other things Joshi had collected. Similarly, there are also traditional Newari paintings in the building. Minister Joshi also committed to providing necessary assistance for the council. Nepal and South Korea have signed the Memorandum of Understanding for two projects, a strengthening stage-wise support system for the stable reintegration of Korea returnee in Nepal, and another project that is the establishment of Cyber Bureau with capacity building for Nepal police. The MOU was signed by Finance Secretary Mr. Krishnahari Puskar and Korean Ambassador to Nepal, Chong Suk Park, at the Ministry of Finance yesterday. The Ministry of Finance said under the project, the government of South Korea agreed to extend a total of $16 million as grant assistance to Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Dozens of people have died after a boat carrying migrants and refugees from Lebanon capsized off Syria's coast, according to the Syrian and Lebanese governments. On Friday, the Lebanese transport minister said 71 people died in the disaster. The Syrian transport ministry cited survivors as saying the boat left from Lebanon's northern Minier region on Tuesday with between 120 and 100 people on board. Voting has taken place in Russian-controlled regions of Ukraine, holding referendums that Russia is expected to use to justify its annexation. An Al Jazeera report quoted separatist leaders who said they welcomed the beginning of the voting in Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials have denounced the referendum as a show. Likewise, the Western countries, the allies of Ukraine, have dismissed the votes, terming it bogus. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and at a few places in the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Lumbini Province and Far Western Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Five-party ruling alliance meeting today as well to finalise seat allocation for the upcoming elections. Election Commission directs the election officers not to leave the assigned places without prior notice. Government forms committee for smooth management of transport and prevention of road accidents during the festive season. And more than 70 people die after a boat carrying migrants sinks off the Syrian coast. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin now. Next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.